In a few moments, we are going to read Echa, the very powerful words of Yirmiyahu. I guess there's been some improvement over the last year. Last year we did this, we were outside in a tent. We managed to at least progress a little bit. Nonetheless, Al Eile Ani Bochia, for these I cry. Words from Yirmiyahu that we're going to read in a few moments. What will I be thinking about this Tisha B'Av? What will Ani Bochia be this year? Every year we hear these words. What do the words mean? Al Eile Ani Bochia explains the Ibn Ezra. It's very simple. Yirmiyahu experienced the Churban. He witnessed the destruction of Yerushalayim, of Jerusalem. He was part of the exile from the land of Israel, witnessing tremendous suffering of men and women and children. But we were not there. We never experienced the Beit HaMikdash. We never had open miracles. We never had Asharas HaShechina. We never experienced proper justice. We don't even know what that means. Ibn Ezra explains the Ani, Al Eila Ani Bochia, does not refer only to Yirmiyahu, but rather every single one of us. Until the pain stops, until the Ani, until the you and me and I and we have to feel these, the pain, the cry and the tears. Al Eila Ani Bochia. We don't just yearn for a building. We're not interested in having more bricks and mortar. That's not why we're here tonight. Over the next 24 hours, we are here to ponder, to cry over our lost relationships. We cry because sometimes we don't even know what to cry about. Sometimes we don't even realize what in fact we are missing. We long for a place of calmness. Not where Jews walk around with targets on their back, and where we walk around the world feeling threatened, because we no longer have our divine protection. Here we are again, sitting on the floor, about to begin another Tisha B'Av, another fast, recognizing painfully another year of sorrow. How could it be? Al Eile Ani Bochia. How could the losses be even more overwhelming since last year? Al Eile Ani Bochia. I cry this year for a city and for a people. We still are isolated. Echa yashva vadad. We are alone in so many places in the world, politically, religiously. We are alone. We are still badad. Maybe perhaps not as much as in Bidud, but we are still isolated in many ways from the rest of the world. So many people today feel a sense of loneliness, suffering, from mental health, what has caused them over the last couple of years. It's amazing how much suffering there still is in this world today. So many people suffered illnesses and hardships. People are alone and they feel so distant and so apart. Religiously, they feel perhaps a lot more disconnected than ever before. Or perhaps over the last number of years, people feel alienated. Al Eile Ani Bochia, for people who are far from shul, from Torah, from leading a life of happiness, of simcha and joy. So many Jews perished this year. So many relationships have been torn apart. Shattered dreams, lost moments, broken hopes. Opportunities have vanquished. We'll never have again. For each one of these people, Al Eile Ani Bochia. What Hashem, what do you want from us? How are you trying to wake us up? For this reason, Al Eile Ani Bochia. I cry not just for those tonight, but I cry for those Jews who are not even moved because they want to live in a world of comfort. But tonight and tomorrow is an opportunity to grasp, to be a little bit uncomfortable, which is not a very popular phrase in the modern era. Everybody wants comfort. Everyone wants ease. Tisha B'Av is the day of discomfort. It's a day to recognize being discomfort, to tackle it, to embrace it, and to move through it. There are 350,000 Jews who've been expelled from Ukraine over the last few months, lost homes, cities, an incredible Jewish history, the Ukrainian Jewish history, Al-Eila Nibochia, communities that perhaps have been lost forever. It was only a few months ago, it was only in May, in the city of Elad, where three victims were hacked to death. Yonatan Chabakuk, Hashem Yikum Damo, a father of 10 children. He was the first victim. Boaz Gol, Hashem Yikum Damo, was the second victim. Oren Ben Yiftach lived from Lod, 37 years old, father of 6 children. Al-Eila Anibochia. The orphans, the widows. A few weeks before that, the Bnei Brak attack. Chadera, Beersheva. 50% rise in anti-Semitism was just published on Friday. I saw the statistic. Al-Eila Anibochia. 31-year-old Jeremy Cohen in February in France, on the eve of the elections there, was rammed to death. The number of attacks have tripled in New York City, said a statistic in January of 2022. Al-Eila Anibochia. The great Tsar HaTorah, Reb Chaim Kanevsky. Who's going to replace him? I cry because we lost him. I don't even appreciate the magnitude of such a loss. Al-Eila Anibochia. Mr. Kurt Rothschild. To replace Mr. Kurt Rothschild is essentially impossible. A person who cared for Am Yisrael, a person who literally gave tzedakah to every single Jewish organization, who could have retired and lived for the last 40 years, 50 years in every comfort in the world. Instead, he worked 18 hours a day, answering phone calls to help any Jew in the world, running literally in different time zones. He'd wake up early, deal with Toronto, late at night, would take calls from Israel. That was Kurt Rothschild. He was making an incredible yeshiva, a kollel. Almost every single school in Toronto had his name on it, was impacted by him, raising, they say, $1 billion of tzedakah for Jewish organizations in the last 40 years. Al-Eila Anibochia. How many more people are going to struggle with their Yiddishkeit? Who would have thought that today in the modern world we still have to fight for the right to exist, that the Jewish state is being questioned throughout the world today? The Jewish condition is enough to say Al-Eila Anibochia. Now what? What are we supposed to do? These 24 hours, we recognize it, we feel it, but my friends, it cannot be business as usual. We have to be moved. These messages have to stir our hearts. We cannot be callous. We cannot have another year like the past year. We can have more patience, more charity, more learning, more chesed, more loving, more care, and more concerned. We can't have things be the same again. We cannot be unchanged. We cannot be unfazed. Al-Eila Anibochia. Let's think about the bigger picture. We need not to take anything for granted. If we can use these next few hours to ponder Jewish suffering and perhaps realize that Hashem is causing us to look up, but more importantly, to look inside of ourselves. As we said this morning, a chamor yavus ba'alav, a donkey knows its master. But as Yeshayahu scathingly said, ami lo yada. But sometimes our people, we just forget. We're mindless. We're not careful. We forget to put in thought and attention. Ami lo hisbonan. the failure to pay attention for something that even an animal notices its master, that an animal gives thanks and recognition for its master, is something that we have to appreciate. Our health, our community, and our families. As you read Eicha, we should turn tears into triumph. And we need to show Hashem love for His children. If you want to impress somebody, if you want to really get to know someone, be kind to their children. It leaves a very lasting impression on their father and on their parents. If that is true, we need to be kind to Hashem's children. What's worth hating? What is worth loving? What do we have to be really thankful for? Maybe that's the meaning of the words of Chazal, Kol hamis'abel al Yerushalayim zocheh v'reh b'simchasa. Zocheh v'ro'eh. What do you mean? Perhaps it means, when are we going to merit? When we properly mis'abel, when we mourn, when it's worth crying over, when we feel the pain of others, and we feel grateful for all that we have, that is how we are going to rebuild Jerusalem. Not by pointing a finger out, but rather looking deep inside. We can become so much better. Might not always, sometimes, adore the messenger, but we have to learn to hear the message. If we can hear these messages of Yirmiyahu, then maybe then we'll be able to return home in peace and tranquility with joy and blessing for us and all of our families. And may this be the last time we gather and hear these words of Yirmiyahu of Eicha. You bring Eicha, I'm going to sit over here in the middle. Per Galef?